This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Helen Perek Yudal Mishnah Beis Makel Sha'asa Beroishoy Masmer Kemin Chazyono. This is a wooden stick, and remember that a wooden stick is Kli Eitz Pshutim, which is not Mekabel Tuma, but it has attached to it a piece of metal. And we learned earlier in Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vov that Eitz HaMishamesh Es HaMateches Tomei VaMateches HaMishamesh Es HaSo Eitz Toiru. So the metal can make it into something that's Mekabel Tuma, only Avazoi Vait, that the metal is the Iker, and the Eitz is Mishamesh the Mateches. So over here in the Mishnah we have that where the piece that's attached to the end of the stick, the wooden stick, is like a round ball on the top made out of metal, Tomei, because that becomes the Iker. The point is that there's a heavy weight at the end. You take the stick and you give something a klap, you give something a zetz. The metal is what provides the bang. The stick is mishamish, the barzel. So the Iker is the barzel. Simroi, if you put like a nail, something sharp at the end, the point is then also to give a zetz, but something that could tear or something that could hit harder. Again, Tomei, because the same reason. The stick will not be mekabel tuma even when it has a masmer at the end. Until it has three rolls of nails. Kanira, that's possible to see even the masmer at the end is just there as decorative. That the ikar is the stick. And when there's three rolls of masmerim, that's when we see the masmerim as the ikar functioning of the whole makel. Vukulon. Both kemin chazyono or the masmerin, more masmerim, less masmerim, shason lenoi, that's there just for decorative purposes. Behedi, it's there as that such. Toher, because that's there, just to decorate the edge of the makel, which is made of wood. Also, beroishoy menekes, some type of, like a tube that's made of metal, and the stick goes into it. And this way, the stick doesn't hit on the ground as the person's walking. He uses it as a walking stick, but he has a piece of metal on the bottom to protect it. V'chein bedelas. If he has this type of thing that's attached to a door. This is not a door that's in a house, because we're talking over here where the eitz is metaltel, the matechet is also metaltel. And the reason why it's not going to be mekabel tuma is only because it's a mateches hamishameshes esoetz, not because it's mechubel lekarka. So we're talking over here about a delos of a kli. So you have a door of a closet, let's say, where it would be mekabel tuma, a chest of drawers, and the door, in order not to hit the ground and to become moldy because of the moisture of the ground, you put a piece of metal on the bottom. That piece of metal is a mateches hamishameshes es ha'etz. So the halacha is tohiru. Same principle. Ha'isa kli v'chibra loy. If it was a kli b'fnei atzma, the menekes, v'chibra loy, and then it was attached to the makel or to the delas, it doesn't become bottle miteres kli, utmeya. This is already a vort. And the vort is that the being attached to something else is not mevatel it completely. So the mateches bleibs a mateches. The fact that it's now attached to be a mishamesh esoetz is not mevatel the mateches. It's not being used for whatever the piece of metal was functional as before. Doesn't make a difference. It's not mevatel it. Mishnah says, obviously there has to be some level where the piece of metal becomes nizbatel mikabol stuma of them. Says the Mishnah, Me'emesehi taroso, from when is it, yeah, completely bottled, when it doesn't have the tzura, the piece of metal anymore, it's not roit for its former shimush, so it has to be physically changed. That's already a shinui, and it becomes ois, piece of metal, b'fnei atzmoi, and now it's just a piece of metal, hamishameshes, es oit. You don't have to change it physically. It has to be mishi chaber. It has to be attached to the door, to the stick. Not just enough that there's a piece there that snaps into it, fits in. It has to be mechuberloi. Attach it with something, and with that it becomes bottle to the eitz. It's not more than a mateches hamishameshes esoetz. What we explained is that even if the piece of metal is there to protect the wood from falling apart, that's also only considered that's meshamish the wood, and then still pshuta kli. It's not klimateches. Lemaisa, this is the way the Rav explains the Mishnah. The problem is that there's a tesefta over here in Perek Yudalid that the Rash brings that says klor that makal shalosa b'roishe masmer b'shvil shaloite oretz achlosoi tome. The pashtus is that that means that if it's there mamish to protect the wood from splintering, from falling apart, that's considered already an ikar. And this is the way the Mari Korkis explains it, because the Rambam brings down this halacha in Kelim Perek Dal Halacha Ches, that anything that's bold, the kaim is a kli, is considered ikar kli. If the kli is going to fall apart, that renders it ikar kli. The Chayos Tirith, the way we just explained the Mishnah. So, Kanira from the Rav that he holds that the Tesefta argues on the Mishnah, the way we explain the Mishnah. In the Rambam, it's not so pashut. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rambam sounds like Menekes is not protecting it that it shouldn't fall apart. It's just that it should stay preserved. It should stay nice. So Heyos is only preserving the yoifi of the stick that shouldn't be scratched, blunted, whatever it is. So that's not Iker HaKli. But if it's there to preserve it that it shouldn't fall apart, that already would blibe Iker HaKli. What we just explained, L'chayra is the Tferes Yisrael. B'divri HaBoyaz. If you look at that, Goyis HaGro, on the Tesefta, it sounds like it changes the Tesefta to fit our understanding of the Mishnah. Not that there's a Shinui in the Shittas between the Mishnah and the Tesefta. Now, there's a problem in Pshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says he had a claim atechas that was there b'fnei atzmoy, and now v'chibroloi, tmeya, the mashmois is that when it's attached to the delus or to the makal, it blibes in a state of tumah, even though it's mechubur. How you mitire it? B'shamayim m'shiyichabel, b'shalayim m'shiyichaber. It sounds like the reish of the Mishnah, the stomach of the Mishnah, is going l'fi b'shamayim. That even by Chibbalah Tmeya, like the Shita B'Sham Mishiyichabu. Strange reading in the Mishnah. Unless you would be Magia, the Mishnah that says, V'Chibbalah Tmeya, and that is the Shita B'Sham. It doesn't sound that way in the Mishnah. So Taisis Yomtiv says, B'Shem the Maram, it's a Chiddush and Pshat. That what you're going to have to say is that Beis Hillel means Mishiyichabu V'Yichabu. B'Sham holds it's enough. In which case, Beis Hillel is more machmen Beis Shammai, and we have a Mishnayis in Idias that list off separately Kule Beis Shammai and Vichume Beis Hillel. This is not listed over there, and he has a cheshbon why it's not there. The whole thing is a daichik. To add on an extra level of what Beis Hillel says, to say Beis Hillel is the Machmir, which is not the usual case, and that it's missing in the Mishnah is an idiot, not Kishmak. Kanira, because of this problem, there's a little bit of an esek with the Rambam and the Ravid in Kelim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chof Dal. The Ravid seems to anticipate this problem, and what he does, he explains over there, Beis Hillel means Mashiach, Chaba means you attach it. That's not enough. Beis Shammai says it has to be that the Yom Mishan the Tzura of the piece of metal itself. Beis Hillel says it's enough to nail in the piece of metal to the wood. The nailing of it in is mishana the piece of metal, even though that's the same piece of metal. You don't have to be mishana the piece of metal. As long as it's attached al yidei a masmer to the piece of wood, that itself rends it a shini mais, and then it's mitar. That's the Ravid, and that would answer the kash that we just brought up and how to learn the Mishnah. The ratio mishiyichaber just means to attach it without putting something in, without nailing it in. The Ravid is learning this way. The problem is we had to learn the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a chilek. This is where the Ravid explains it. It's the wording of the Rambam. That menekesh shomateches, that's like a piece of metal, shenitmo, if it already became tome, mishayikva oise b'makal abidalos, it then becomes attached to a piece of wood, v'yichaber oisam o'etz titor, it becomes ois tome. It was already tome, it becomes ois tome, because now it's only part of a piece of wood. Loi nitmeis, let's say it didn't become tome yet, v'kova b'maka loi b'deles, and now you took the piece of metal, which was a functioning kli, and you made it part of a kli of eitz, harezem mikabeles tumo b'mkoyma, it's still roi to be mikabel Tuma ad shishanim asem. The Rambam holds that the chilik is something that was tomei. To be mafkia the tuma, it's easier. All it needs there is mishiach haber. Masha'enkein, if it was a shayla of when is it roy lekabel tuma, it retains its status of being roy lekabel tuma until mishiach haber. And l'chari, he reads this into the Mishnah. Hoysa kli v'chibra loy t'meyo. That's across the board. If it was roy to be mekabel tuma, it's still roy lekabel tuma. Me'ema sahi taros, if it already became tuma, how you mafkir the tuma? On that is machlokes b'sham and v'sil holds mishiach haber. L'chari, this would be a starker raya, the raya that we've discussed a number of times. Shittas Rashi and Tosfos and Chum Daf Kuf Kof Gimel. And Rabbi Senu Achreinim, Evin Ozul, Mishnah Sevaran, Amid Dayik, that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that when we talk about the concept of Shvira, or Shviras, ripping a beged to be Metar, a beged that became Tomei, Klicheres, to be Shoiver, that Shvira does not have to render it something that's inoperable, even if it's Roy Lekabel, Tuma, Kishala Atzmoi. The Shvira is a mice of being Mevatl Yichud HaRishon, and that mice of Shvira is a mice of Metaheres. Shvira is not just a functional getting rid of it as being a Kli, even if it's royal Kli. The breaking of it is a mice of Metaheres. We've discussed this a certain number of times. So here would be another example. You have a Kli Mataches, and Be'etzem, when it's attached to the Delos or to the Makal, it retains its status of being royal Kabal Tumo. However, when it's Tomei already, taking away its functioning onto its own is a maisa of being mevatel the mateches. Zolzaim that retains the shame of a kli mateches, but since you're mevatel it as functioning kishal atzmai, it's a maisa shvira. It's a chiddush. Because over here it's not a maisa shvira. It's a maisa of chibur, not a maisa of shvira. Mishnah Taris suggests a vort. And maybe you'll say that the shvira over here is not in being mevatel its shem kli, being mevatel its shimush for this purpose. You have a piece of metal, and it was roy to be used as, I don't know, a tray, something to scrape other things. And now it's the bottom of a door of a shed, or it's the bottom of a walking stick. So you take a piece of metal, you mevatel its shimush that it's miyud loy. Being mevatel a shimush of something, not mevatel the zach itself, but being mevatel its yud l'shimush ploini is a shvira zah. Again, it's a very big chiddush, but the Rambam is dealing with a problem that's inherent in the wording of the Mishnah, like we pointed out. Okay, we'll go on to Mishnah Gimel. Hakanto shel banai. A kanto is some type of piece of metal. Not clear what the shape is. And builders use it to bang into the wall, to make a hole in the wall, to put something in, a pipe or something like that. So it's a kantor shel banai, v'adekor shel chorosh. This is a peg that carpenters use to make holes in boards. Harei lutmeh. Shtachrin says very simply that the chiddush over here is that we don't see them as auxiliary to the karka. Sounds in the Rambam of Snishtazai, the Rambam Perk Tesel Chuskelim, Halacha Tazayin, the shame is that it has a shame. Klibif Neatzme. Yistay Seholim. This is the pegs of that you nail an oil into the ground that shouldn't turn over, it shouldn't move. That the Yistay Seholim. These are the things that they use that's pegged into the ground, nailed into the ground. To be able to measure, surveyors would want to put a ruler firmly into the ground to be able to measure exactly. There are also tmeyos, and we don't look at them as karka, even though now they're nailed into the ground, because they're not nailed into the ground, but they're kavua. Now, it's not so clear exactly how to understand this, because lemaisa, this is what they're used for. The pegs, when the oil is, you know, you don't want to nail into the ground, the yosid oilim is not used. So l'chera, insofar they're using a bitziv with karka. Kaniri, maybe you'll say like this, maybe the oil is metaltalin, it's just when it's nailed into the ground, you need a yosid, but it's not always in the ground. Sometimes you're traveling, or holim is people that are on the go. So since very often the nail is out of the ground, and it's part, or it's yistay saholim, Similarly, it's not considered karko because of the time that's out of the ground. It's not klar. Shalshalos shel meshoichos. This is like we said before, the measuring, but this is not the part that nails it into the ground, but the etzem chain that they used to use to measure. That's tmeh. That has nothing to do with karka. It's on the karka, not in the karka. Ha'asui le'etzim, whatever's used, the shalshalos, to tie together bundles of wood or to hold together, strap together boards, tahira, because it's mateches ha'meshamesh, right? The Mishnah over here is going to add in a few dinim of pieces of metal in a ba'ifin that's not really shaykh to our Mishnah. Shalshalas dli godl, a chain of a big bucket, is mekabel tumah arba tvachim. The four tvachim that are samach to dli is considered a yad of a kli. We're not really learning mesachs yadayim. But the concept we've had before, that what's attached to a kli is considered the yad of the kli, and it's machnes umoitzi tumo. So this is considered the yad of the kli. The shalkoton, if it's a small dli, asara, up to a point of asara tvakim. Why? The bucket is not so heavy. So mele, you could be mamala maya much further down. A heavy bucket, you have to pull with a closer, holding on to the bucket. So only until arba tvachim is considered functioning to help the managing of the bucket. Mashenk in the dli koton, you can manage it from further away. So even a chain of asar tvachim is helpful. Chamor shel napochin. Not clear exactly what this is. It's something that's eights, and it's used by napochim. Napochim is a blacksmith. Now, nofach is related to the word vayipach, like vayipach ba'apet nishmas chayim. So a blacksmith is called by this name because he uses fire, and there's a bellows there that pushes air into the fire to expand the fire, to then be used to form, fix, whatever it is, kelim. That's the job of a blacksmith. Now, the chamosh on the fokum over here is the Rav has two pshatim. One of them is that the blacksmiths take this the bellows that they use to heat up the coals in the fireplace in order to get it red hot. And they do this on some type of base, and that's called a chamor. Like it rides on it, so it's called a chamor. That's what you ride on, a chamor, right? Chamor is just a general way of saying, Beloshon Chazal, something that serves as a mokum rechiva for something else. So it's put on that. That thing is a functional kli mateches. Make it out of metal because it gets all hot. You can't make it out of wood. So it's mekabel tumah. Another pshat is some type of stick of matecha, some type of stick of metal that the nafuch himself sits on when he's banging on the other end of the stick in order to make something. Not sure exactly what this is. Akitzah, one pshat is something that he puts the bellows on, and one pshat something that he sits on while he's working. Vinishvi, it's metal, and because of that, tell me, it's considered a functional kli. Megera, shalsa shenei b'tachachor. Megera over here is a saw, it has a sharp edge, and he puts the teeth, the sharp edge, into a doorway. Not sure why he's doing it, what's the purpose of it. But he's jamming the megera into a doorway, which is wood, and you can still cut with it. It's the blunt edge that's stuck in. The sharp edge is sticking out, so it still has functionality, because you can still cut something in it while it's attached to the doorway. So you have to be mevatel it as a kli bifnei atzmo. We learned in the previous mishnayos. You have to be mevatel it mishiachabi. You have to attach it with something. The Rav sends us back to the previous mishnayos. So the Mishnah that says Tmeyo is only because the teeth are sticking down. But if he made the teeth go into the doorway, so now the blunt edge is sticking down, that it's not functional anymore. So Tahira, because you can't cut anything with it stuck in like that, that's where the Shini Maitzi will revatal any functionality from the Megera. The Kol HaKisuyim, the Mishnah says, all covers of Kelim that are made of Matakas Tahirim, they don't have a shame bifne atzmom, chutz mishal mecham, because that's used by itself. There's an incredible theory in the Rambam over here. The Rambam in Kelim Perkut Halacha Yitzayin says on this halacha that the Megera that's stuck into the doorway, if it was only Roy Lekabel Tumah, once it's put into the doorway, it won't be Mekabel Tumah anymore. But once it's Tumah already, so then it's Hareze B'tumoso Achik V'ena B'masmer, until it's attached with a nail. Which means that it's harder to get rid of existing Tumah than to get rid of its being Roy Lekabel Tumah. And this is Mamash a direct stira. It's the Hafuch HaDover from what we explained before in Mishnah Beis, that the Rambam learns, Lagabi Menekes, Shekova Bedeles, that it's harder to get rid of a Roy Lekabel Tumah than Tumah itself. Fella. So the Mahalach HaDvarim has to be like this. When the saw is stuck into the doorway, the blunt edge, so it's fully functioning because the sharp edges that could cut, you can take a piece of wood and you could cut it. So it's fully functional in the way that it was before. It won't be mevatalit from tumah that already existed. So if it's tummy already, it's not going to be pocha tumah also, because it's considered a dain oimid lamalachta. So to say that you mevatal the existing state of a kli that was nitma, that's not true. It's possible to say that it's not oimid l'shimush because it's stuck into the doorway. It's not a functioning saw. But it can still function for what it was. So it'll retain its status. Mashenu, we're talking about a menekes. The menekes certainly doesn't function with what it was before. Before it was some type of metal file or saw or something they used. Now it's attached to a piece of wood. It's for sure not that. Elamai, over there, you want to know if there's a shvira on the state of tumor. That you have a maisa shvira, but it's still akli. It's akli, but it's a shvira from its former use. So the Rambam that we had in Mishnah Beis is Shver, and wasn't so much what the Pshat is. But the Chiddush over here is you'll say a Dova V'Yifucha in two types of cases. One where its original Shemesh is certainly bottled, but it's Eikli. And the case over here, Mishnah Gimel, is you could look at it that it's not a functioning Kli anymore, but it still has the same functionality that it had before. It's not, independently, it's not a Dova. So Mela, it'll not be a kli, but if it was tomei, it's not a shvir to be mevatel the shame kli hanitma.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.